Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is translation of Khutbah Eid al-Adha. Our Eid is one of piety and devotion. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi wa bihamdihi bukratan wa asila. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the uniquely one who has no partners, and I testify that our Sayyid, our Prophet Muhammad, is the slave of Allah and his messenger. May the peace and the blessings upon him and upon his family and upon whomsoever follows him in guidance all of them. O believers, Ibadallah, we give you the glad tidings of the Eid al-Adha, for it is the greatest of days with Allah and amongst the most precious. In these days we honor the sacred rites of Allah and we draw near to him with everything he loves and is pleased by. So we should esteem the sacred rite of the Eid prayer and the sacred rite of the sacrifice on Eid, for both of these rites have been legislated by Allah when he said, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. So pray to your Lord and sacrifice. The rite of the sacrifice was legislated as a way of emulating and following the father of the prophets, Ibrahim alayhi salam. He spoke about his dream vision to his son Ismail alayhi salam when he saw him being sacrificed, and his devout son did not hesitate in responding to what he saw as the command of his Lord and obedience to his father. So he said, Ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar, satajiduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin. O my father, do as you are commanded. You will find me, if Allah wills, of the steadfast. So Allah rewarded and honored him for his piety and his devotion by making the offering of sacrifice a sacred rite and sunnah that is to be performed until the last day. This also let us know the manner in which righteous children are to be with their parents, esteeming and respecting them and fulfilling their requests, choosing the softest of speech and best discourse with them in accordance with the saying of Allah, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, but speak to them a noble word. In this manner, the people of rank are to be honored, whether they be of a great age and elderly, or of a great spiritual rank, for people should be treated accordingly and be recognized for their value, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يُوَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا. He is not one of us who does not respect our elders. O you who rejoice in Eid, indeed this day is a day of connection and goodly behavior, wherein in which we should expend and strive in being noble and generous to others. This is a day we should especially connect with our relatives and be good to our neighbors, to be expansive with our hearts to our families by entering happiness into their hearts and our bringing joy into our homes. We should spread this joy in our societies, doing this whilst simultaneously adhering to the precautionary measures required to ensure safety for all in the midst of a pandemic. May we all be healthy and well. And with this, Let us send our prayers and blessings upon all of the prophets and messengers, and especially on the seal of them, our Master, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon his family, his companions, all of them. O Allah, forgive us and our parents, and have mercy on them as they had mercy on us when we were young. Bring joy to our homes, happiness to our families, and felicity to our homelands, and make this Eid joyous and blessed. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illa Allah, Wallahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd, wa kullu aamin wa antum bikhayr. This khutbah is brought to you by Iza'atul Qur'an al-Kareem.